It's Playhouse in the Morning, Y94, 6:20 in the morning, Zero, Jamie, Amy Case. We dive into a round of speed therapy on the show. Now, the idea is we got four cases today, and we're going to rattle through them as quick as possible. Feel free to, you know, text if you want to join in at 35270, or if you just want to hear us zip through these, that certainly works as well. So, Kelsey, you have a relationship that is a long-distance relationship, but what's the problem with it?
Well, I've been dating this guy for about 3 years. It's kind of a long distance thing. He lives in Minneapolis, and we kind of rotate commuting to visit each other, which can be kind of tough. Early in the relationship, it was still romance and, you know, butterflies and all that stuff. It was fine, but I just feel like we're kind of at a point where to go any further, one of us needs to make a decision and join the other, you know, permanently. Neither of us are, like, budgeting to do that, so we just kind of fall back into our regular long-distance routine, and it works for us, but, like, how long can you do long-distance? I mean, how do you advance a relationship where you're separated by, like, 4 hours?
Yeah, I mean, I get that we live in a society that's all about socially distancing, but I don't know if you can, for 3 years, have a long-distance relationship with no plan of, like, eventually coming together. It can't be done. Somebody's got to move in with the other eventually.
I did a 5-year long distance relationship on and off, and it was terrible. But the thing that I feel like made us be able to last that long is we always had a plan. So it was like, okay, when I'm done school, then we'll do this. And then when you're done this, we'll do this. So we always had a plan. The fact that there's no plan is really, really difficult to want to continue something like that, because if either one of them is like not willing to fold and say, okay, you come here or whatever, vice versa, it's not going to work. You can just continue doing the same song and dance for another however many years, but nothing's going to change. And that's not a relationship.
I want to know what's holding each of them back. Like, do both of them have amazing jobs and that's why they don't want to budge and, like, neither one of them wants to move? Or what is the reasoning behind it?
Yeah, I mean, at some point you have to have some interest in being under the same roof, whether it is a career thing or your lack of interest in a relationship pulling you back. Long distance is like a temporary thing. It's not supposed to be your forever.
Yeah.
Like, I hear you guys are engaged, getting married. Yeah, he's still going to keep living 4 hours away. Like, that's not going to work forever.
It really is an annoying thing. I just can't believe they've already gone that long without a plan.
That's a long time. Next one, case number 2 of 4 in speed therapy. This one, a text-based one. Speed therapy. Playhouse, I'm interested in a woman, but I know she's way better looking than me. How do I move forward if I know I'm just not quite what she's probably looking for? I have social media stalked. I know I'm not as attractive as her exes, but I worship the ground that she walks on. Can I pull this off?
Yes. I think you could pull it off. Just show her you're interested. Show her what are those good qualities about you. Why should she be interested in you?
I'm going to have like the total mom response here, but why not just wow her with your personality?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that if you're going to have more self-confidence, there's nothing more attractive in a person than the appropriate amount of self-confidence.
Yes.
So I think that, you know, show your positive qualities. Don't talk so down. Don't feel so down about yourself. Like, if you feel like you're beneath a person, you're going to present and interact with them like you're beneath them. Like, don't be that way about it. Like, get out of your own head. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm trying to think of somebody that's... That's stereotypically attractive. Comedian Patton Oswalt. Are you familiar with him?
No.
How about the King of Queens? Are you familiar with him?
Yes, yeah.
All right. The King of Queens, that guy. He probably, it would be really weird, granted, even though his wife on the show was absolutely beautiful, if you found out that he was married to Blake Lively, you'd be a little confused.
Yeah, 100%.
But that's not to say he couldn't pull it off if he just showcases what's good. He's a funny guy. He's a caring guy. He's a generous guy. It can be done.
It happens once in a blue moon, but doesn't mean it doesn't happen.
And there's a blue moon this Saturday.
Yes. Yeah,
and there is. Halloween's got that blue moon we heard. So in that respect, maybe you got it working for you. This Saturday, the stars have aligned only for this, you to ask out this woman. It can be done. Mm-hmm. That's 2 down, 2 to go. Speed therapy, more in a second.
This is Y94.
Oops, my heart went.
Welcome to the Playhouse.
Do my hair.
In the middle, Speed Therapy on the Playhouse, Y94, 630. And next up is Angela with your Speed Therapy issue. Hello.
My husband is so pissed at me. Okay, so we both work and we have retirement accounts. But, you know, I'm kind of getting up in years. And lately I've been feeling like maybe my looks haven't been the greatest that they, you know, like they used to be. And I thought maybe I should do something about it. So anyway, I cashed in my 401k. And I know I took a huge hit in my taxes for it, but that's okay. It, I need the money now. And it gives me more than enough money to get my boobs done. And I'm going to get a little tuck in the tummy, you know, the mommy lift thing that's going around right now. So I thought he would be happy because, I mean, I even bumped up my cup size. So, you know, there's more for him. And besides, he has enough in his 401k to take care of the both of us. And I'll start saving again because, I mean, I'm going to be working for like another 20-plus years. But I felt it was important now to address my looks because if you wait 20 years to do it, I need to be where I was, you know, like 10 years ago. And the other thing that, you know, is kind of important to have confidence, and looks are a part of it. And what I've been reading is that, you know, attractive people make more money and succeed more. So I'm kind of investing, like going back to school.
Okay. So do you think that her husband has a right to be angry that she decided to cash out her 401k and was going to get all this plastic surgery or whatever?
Absolutely. Making that type of financial decision without talking to him first, that's a lot.
But it's her 401k.
But still, they're a family together.
I am surprised. I think that for sure you have to have that conversation and that should have been had. But he's really got to look at it from the other side. Like, this should be something that he's excited about. He just maybe doesn't realize it yet.
You know, I don't know the price of any of these things, but I'm in a ballpark that you just committed yourself to at least $15,000 in plastic surgery. Let's just say at least. I do think that if he'd gone out and he'd bought $15,000 worth of anything, that you'd have probably wanted to have a conversation about it. So I do agree that you probably should have had a talk. And I do wonder if maybe if you'd expressed to him this is stuff that you'd wanted to do, like the surgeries, whether it was the implants or the tummy tuck or whatever, could he have helped you as a couple have a conversation where he could have maybe helped you figure out how to budget for that and finance that without throwing such a curveball? Because some people take their retirement plan very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were able to cash this out and pay for all that, well, clearly you got a good amount of money in there. I feel like that was a not the best move on your part.
And, you know, maybe he would have wanted a say, you know, maybe some input into, you know, what you decided to officially go with.
Maybe he would have gave her that reminder, you're beautiful, I still love you, I like you the way you are, you don't need to change. And she could have just maybe went with a haircut or coloring her hair.
Well, I don't know if that's something that she would be like, I don't want to get it. I'm sure he's told her that in the past. Like, I can't imagine it's not something he had an idea she wanted to do. Because, you know, if you're in a relationship, that's obviously something that you would have, I'm assuming, talked about wanting. I guess the official money spent, though, you should have said something.
Not a financial planner. Haven't done an amazing job on myself so far. Got to work on that. It's a hashtag New Year's resolution goal. That being said, I think that it would have made more sense to, let's say you don't have that money anywhere else, get a loan or something for that amount of money than to just throw away your retirement funds.
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
So he'll be retiring alone probably now.
Yeah. This is why Walmart greeters exist. All those people are like, nope, going to cash this in and get those implants instead, I guess. At one more Speed Therapy today after Gabby Barrett.
This morning I made coffee with Red Bull instead of water. Now I can see noises. Whoa.
You're in the Playhouse on Y94.
It's Playhouse, Y94, in the middle of Speed Therapy. You had a thought on the one we just had, right?
Hey, I was actually calling about the conversation you guys just had.
Yeah.
I'm a mom. I'm single. I was with somebody. And, you know, after having kids, I didn't feel as great about my body. I considered it for at least 4 or 5 years since my daughter was born. And I'm 32. I went ahead. I took money out of my 401k. And you're right. It's about $15,000. I had my boobs done and a tummy tuck. And I do not regret it at all.
Oh, wow. So you did the exact same thing.
Exact same thing. And I don't think, even if I was with somebody, it's not something that I would ask for permission. I feel better than when I was 21.
Oh, good for you. That's awesome.
Yeah. So I think she should go ahead and do it.
There we go. Well, hey, anytime that we can get some advice from somebody who's been in a similar situation, and yours definitely kind of in that same realm. So thank you so much. We certainly appreciate that. One more in speed therapy today. Today we're ending with Cassie in this, and your family's battling with you over something. What's going on?
My family doesn't want me to move.
Well, where do you want to move to? What is their opposition?
Well, I'm a single mom, and dad, you know, isn't around at all. So it's just me and my beautiful 7-year-old daughter, Emily. And I've been in a long-distance relationship for about a year now with a guy who's just, he's fantastic. And he's been going to school in another state, and he got a job offer down there. Mm. And I'm thinking of moving to be with him. You know, I'm pretty sure we're headed toward marriage, but who knows when. And I mentioned this to my family because I thought they'd be happy for me. And, you know, my mom said, "You're not taking my granddaughter to Iowa." And my dad said, "You know, if you do this, I have nothing left to live for." You know, they were dramatic. Yeah. Basically, they're telling me I can't uproot my daughter for this guy, and I don't know what to do. So what do you think? Do I just go for it?
For me, the make or break would be, how serious is this marriage talk? Like, has there been a proposal? Do you feel like it's impending? I think you can make an argument that you wait for the ring.
Yeah.
I do, just because with the kid involved and everything. You'd have to be pretty certain, I think.
It's so tough. And I get, like, where your family's coming from. It just shows, like, really how much they love you. But at some point, you got to go off and do your own thing.
Mm-hmm.
I do agree. Yeah, you shouldn't let your parents stop you from moving. If that's what you want to do, they can't say, like, "Don't take my granddaughter away," because they can come visit. But I think you should sit down and really think, what is it going to be like if I live far away from my family? I don't think people really think about, well, then if you're not going to see them as much, and maybe they won't be able to babysit, lots will change in your life if you move.
You know what, though? I tell you, nothing will probably help you assess where that relationship is quicker than the two of you moving in with this guy or whatever the case might be. It'd probably tell you real quick if that dynamic's going to work or not.
Yeah, and you know, look at how great your family is telling you, like, how much it's going to hurt them if you go. You know that they're always going to be there for you. So worst case scenario, it doesn't pan out, you always have home to come back to.
It's not atypical that adult children and then their children don't live next to grandma and grandpa, or, you know, down the street or in the same city or in the same state. That's pretty common, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think people get a little spoiled in a community like this where it's very much like, you know, we're in West Fargo, got the parents in North Fargo, they have the other grandparents over in Moorhead. And yeah, I think that we do have a lot of that in this area, or, you know, 20 minutes out of town kind of a thing. Or, yeah, they got a farm. But it's not atypical for, you know, one set of the part of the family living in this part of the country and this part of the country and this part of the country.
Yeah, 100%.
That's what planes are for.
And you know what it does? It does obviously, like, make it tough for people, but it does make it that more much more special when you see them.
Yeah.
You go back Christmas and see grandma, fun. She'll be okay.
I just feel like you really got to think what it's going to be like, though. Think of how hard it is being away from your family.
Think of how hard it is being away from yours. You talk about that all the time.
That's why I'm bringing it up.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, it sucks.
Do you think that your mom would have a hard time if, like, you had a baby right now? You think she'd go crazy?
Me having a baby, she wouldn't care. My sister having a baby, the favorite needs to be living next door.
Yeah, right.
I don't know why I gave my mom, like, a weird New Jersey accent.
I do like
that
she's got kind of like a weird godfather thing, a good fella thing. I like that.
You just have to, Amy and I talk to our moms, like, all the time. So I think as long as you just have to make sure that you keep having that communication with your family.
Yes, continue to communicate.
That'll make it
better. Reassure them, like, just because I'm leaving doesn't mean you're never going to hear from me. I'll call you. We could FaceTime.
Yeah.
And visit.
I feel like you were making a case for her to do her own thing, and now you're like, but stay close to your mommy.
I said, no, she needs to realize how different it is. Like, I think she's just like, oh, I just want to go for this guy. You need to realize the change you're making.
Well, is there other things that this place offers you? Like, is there a job you're excited about? Like, are you excited about the community as a whole, or is it just this dude?
Yeah.
If there's nothing else there for you, that's probably worth thinking about. And is there any way that he could get a comparable situation near to you?
Ooh.
There's one of him and
that's
two of you.
That's a good idea.
All conversations worth having. Stupid stories in a couple of minutes on the show, including, man, it would suck if there's charges against you, but wouldn't it be nice if you could just drop them yourself? That'd be nice. That and stupid stories.
You're in the Playhouse on Y94.
Good morning.
If I'm like really tired and cranky in the morning on my way to work, that always like picks me up.
Y94.